because vaccine, you know.
The two boys that I'm going to live with next fall from Pompton. So if this doesn't work out in the near future, let me know. Maybe I'm wrong.
You've got your place already?
No, I'm going next Saturday.
Good. Give me a hoot. Might as well be good time. You don't have anything to do. Tomorrow I'll have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I may be out talking to my grass. Why are you growing so fast, grass?
That Calvin would love, because he likes working in the yard. It's too bad that we don't have ours fixed so that he can do more, but he's helped our yard even since he's been home this summer.
Hey, why don't you put in some Zoysia grass?
I haven't heard of
put in
Zoysia
some what?
Grass.
Zoysia.
What's that?
Well, it's a turf that they're using on golf courses now. It takes 3 or 4 years to cover your yard.
Oh no.
It grows.
You want to get that or you want me to, darling?
Yeah.
Let it, Chrissy isn't back there, honey. Grows out instead of up?
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing?
Very slowly.
Well, and can you plant it, can you have it along with the Bermuda?
You can, but it takes longer to grow.
Well, see why Calvin can't do more to our yard than he, has is because it has to be filled in and we have to have new sidewalks and there's no point in going into planting a lot of stuff that's going to have to be moved later on, and he loves to do that.
Do you have windstorms here?
Yes.
What kinds?
Like storms. Like a one storm nearly got us. Boy, old Calvin was in the car, and he was down here about two blocks. And it blew a building away.
One of
completely. Completely. And Lester was holding the cellar door. I want you to know.
And that, the
and that Calvin got here just in time to get in.
Yeah.
And they kept yelling at me because I didn't want to go to the cellar, and it was already full of neighbors. and that I didn't mind. But what I didn't like was that it leaks from the top, and you have to put on boots, and you have to put on a raincoat, and you have to put something on your head, or you're soaked anyway.
Oh.
And I just soon be in the house as to stand in that water because it gets up this high just like that. So I just soon not go in there. Can
it's
you
terrible.
Remember that?
I haven't been in that cellar in years. We don't
well,
even
I haven't
know
either.
What kind of animals or varmints are living down there. We haven't even opened the door. I don't know.
Well, you don't dare find out.
I wouldn't go in there if tornado walked down the street.
I keep trying to think of something real bad to say to make Lester feel bad, and I haven't thought it up yet.
I think those things can be tarred on the outside, can't they?
Oh, it wouldn't. But the stuff that Lester has to work with around here, like the old
rods,
you know,
rods
and stuff like that,
why
he could just fix us the nicest cellar. But he hasn't.
Do you have any special term for a strong, cold wind from the north?
A northerner.
Huh. Would this have snow with it?
Maybe. Sleet.
Well, what directions do your winds come from here usually?
For a tornado?
Uh-huh.
We think the southwest.
Hmm. I've seen funnels in our clouds in Stillwater that come in from the northeast.
Well,
I shouldn't say funnels. I just saw one day when we lived in a miserable apartment house. We had casement windows, and the wind would blow, and the rain would come in, and in, and in.
And in, yes.
And
in.
You were hoping the funnel would tip down and just sank the apartment.
That's what would happen to us when I lived in that old house out there, you know, and so much of it was built back in the